Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Krenn, Sheila Hyland, episode 9.
Woo-hoo!
We're almost to double digits.
I'm so excited.
Today we're emanating from the Bowser Nissan Theater in the Odyssey building here in Foster Plaza, the home of KDK Radio, which is my day job. And I appreciate you checking us out. We got a lot to cover today. Very excited about our guest. Jim, Sheila, how you doing?
Good. But you know what? When you say emanating, it almost sounds like there's something coming out of your body.
Oh, no, that's eliminating.
Well, I know, but it's just that, you know, emanating right. from... Can we find another word for that?
And I got to tell you, last month I was at the Greek Theater in Los Angeles, and today in the Bowser Nissan Theater. So I've got both. A lot of people don't experience both theaters in life, but I have.
You know what,
I throw the Coliseum in next, and I'm in. I need one more.
It's the power of Bowser.
Yes, it is. I'm in the Bowser Nissan It's pretty theater.
And Sheila, you were AWOL last week.
I'm so sorry I missed you.
That's okay.
I won't leave you again, I promise.
Thank you. Please, you promise.
Until
I'll be
the
here
next
forever
time.
And
well,
ever.
I got to tell you a funny story. Walking in to do this podcast, one of our sales execs said, "Hey, Larry, I listened to your podcast with Jim and Sheila." I said, "Oh, yeah. What did you take away from it?" He goes, "Didn't Sheila's grandfather see Marilyn Monroe naked when he took her dress from his dry cleaning business?" Is that true?
That is true. Yes.
Well,
my grandparents lived in Hollywood. You were there for it.
I don't remember that. That was our first podcast.
Wow. How could you
I can
not
only remember
that?
Back three podcasts.
Oh, that was our first podcast.
You're talking to a man.
I'm hurt.
It's a lot of information.
Who has hundreds.
I remember Marilyn Monroe. I just don't remember the exact story.
All right. Today, we're very excited. We have the esteemed, he's not a man, he's an anchor man. Now he's retired from KDK Television. Paul Martino is here. Paul, we coerce you out of your retirement to come out?
Well, let's not fool everyone. I think I know what's going on here.
Uh-oh.
Larry, Jimmy, Sheila, you had an A-list guest booked, and they canceled at the last minute. And you said, you know, Martino's retired. He's got nothing to do.
You nailed it.
So we need to fill this show.
Yes. Should we tell him?
Oh, you got it. What can I say? You know?
Come on. Can we tell him who that was?
George Clooney.
Yeah.
You're replacing George Clooney.
You're the closest thing. Rosemary Clooney. Yes.
Actually, your esteemed executive producer, I don't know his title, super executive producer.
Yeah, but Dick Roberts. We just called
invited
him
me Booba. Weeks ago. And
Dick
I was,
Roberts is the
very
mastermind
happy.
Behind a lot of stuff we do, including our Yinzer cards, Yinzer bars,
love
Yinzer
the Yinzer
foods,
cards.
Yinzer this, Yinzer that, Yinzer nuts. That's coming.
It's coming. We had everything coming, yeah.
But we also have with us Christy Lachlan from Next Pittsburgh. Christy is going to fit right in because Christy knows a lot about alcohol, Paul.
I do.
Barrel and ice. That's good.
Speaking of interventions.
In her latest Next Pittsburgh
still
article.
I'm trying to learn.
Raise a glass and your spirits at the 7 Pittsburgh holiday pop-ups. So do you know what a pop-up is?
I do.
All right.
Yes.
Christy?
I've never been to one, but I've heard of them.
Welcome back. What's a pop-up?
A pop-up is just a temporary kind of little party place. Probably the main one is Miracle on Liberty downtown. Before, it was Cocktails from the Crypt. It was a Halloween-themed one, and they rip all that stuff down the day after Halloween, and they put up Christmas stuff. I mean, just as far as the eye can see, every surface of this place is covered with Christmas crap.
Do they change the name of the place, too? Or
when they move to different storefronts, but this one has been Miracle on Liberty, I think. This might be the first year for it, but they just find an empty storefront.
And they
that's
move
better
in.
Than
do miracles
the
happen there?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool for Christmas.
I really don't want to drink from the crypt necessarily.
It's like a chic hobo business.
Yeah.
Kind of go around places. It's kind of cool.
And you never know where they're going to pop up.
And they pop up and they're there for till the end of the year and then they go away.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you have to get there right away or you've lost out.
Yes. No reservations this year at Miracle, but you just
you got it.
And are they packed?
What does one experience at the pop-up?
I would imagine.
They're pretty packed. Last year they had little igloos set up outside because of COVID and everything. But this year, I think they're going to cap it. But it's a bigger space. But they're fun. They have like festive drinks with like cool glassware that you can buy. A lot of people steal them, but they frown on that because it's all for charity too.
I'm wondering
for charity.
What is the genesis of the pop-up? When did these start? We didn't have pop-ups when I was just turning 20.
They just started on TV back then.
We didn't have pop-ups.
Yeah. I believe it started in New York. The Miracle trend started in New York, but now it's, come to Pittsburgh. Well, we're probably 10 years behind the times, but now it's in Pittsburgh, and now there's a bunch of them.
You would have to be really good to be a pop-up, because if you're not, then you're annoying. Because you're just coming into my place going, what did they pop? Get out of here. You're annoying. But they're good. They're like, hey, I like you. Stay.
They're fun.
You got to be really good.
It's just like going to Studio 54 or something.
It is. Yeah. Right?
We have to stand in line.
That was the day. That's the one thing I wish I would have been
experience.
In that era. Right? Remember that? Steve Rubell's dude. Yeah. Pretty intense.
I can only read about it and see silly movies.
I just had Donzies.
So we're going to get into, as an experienced anchorman, Paul Martino would want to do, he's going to want to dive into the 7 Pittsburgh holiday pop-ups, and we'll do that in just a few minutes. Christy Lachlan, thank you for being here. And Paul, I've known you since you first got to KDKA, I think.
1984.
That was your first year?
That was my first year, yeah. And this was my last year.
you know what's funny about Paul is that, and he's a great journalist, really is.
And
I grew up, we're the same age. Come on. I watched you on TV. And I'm saying,
when you were a kid.
And I listened to you.
Yes, and you listened
on 102.5.
But the nice thing is when you get to meet these guys, I'm not saying it, because he's an anchorman. He's got that journalist thing. It's like you almost can't have emotion in a weird way. But then you get to know him. He's like one of the funnest, most genuine, just want to be around kind of guy.
About Paul?
Yeah. And you think, he's crazy. I love him. it's that kind of guy. So it's kind of cool.
We've had a couple of nice nights.
Yeah. We get to see me, the real person. Because that is two different people you have to be. It's the only way you can do that job. You have to be a journalist, right?
Yeah, but I'm sure most of the people in television news. They're all characters.
Right.
I mean.
To get there, right?
I'm not a character.
Sheila, too.
Sheila's not a character.
Hey,
Anchorwoman.
I remember, and I know you remember this. Okay, so I came to Pittsburgh in 1988. I was very young and very naive and just getting my feet wet in the business. And I went to cover a trial downtown. Do you remember this, Paul?
I remember it very well.
Okay. I was out of my league. I was with WTAE. He was with KDKA. And I needed help. I had never covered a trial before. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And I took Paul aside. I was like, can you help me? Competing guy, and he probably thought, who is this bubble-headed blonde that they've hired, and why have they hired her? What is she doing in this market? But he kindly helped me out. that day. I can't remember exactly what I needed help with.
Well, first of all, what I remember is we were in the U.S. Attorney's office.
We were, yes.
That is very intimidating.
Yes,
even for a crusty old guy like me. Hmm. And I saw you were panicking, but here's what I really thought. I said to myself, that's a babe.
Yeah.
That, right? I mean...
That's true. There is that.
It is. It's true. How did it go?
But anyway, but I did see the look of panic. I had been there. I'd been in that place. I sensed right away what you were feeling, and I was glad to help you. You're such a nice lady. So,
thank you.
The judge is wearing the robe. That was Paul's advice to Sheila. Yeah. He's the guy in the robe.
In the gavel.
That's like the main guy.
Yes. Right? No one else can hit the gavel.
That much I knew.
When you guys, you're in a lot of TV, and I'm always curious, like you guys, do you ever want to laugh and can't? Like, you know, like.
Oh, God. Oh,
sometimes we laugh inappropriately. Yes. Oh, yes, you do.
You can't help yourself.
Yeah. There has to be a moment where you got to hold it in.
Ended up under the desk one time, and my co-anchor had to keep reading the news because I could not control myself. I could not control it.
Most of mine came when I was doing the weather, KDK TV, for 10 years, because you're there the whole time. So you're listening to everything that's going on because you're only behind the screen at the weather center, and it becomes repetitive. So you think, did I hear that right? And then John Burnett had some great classics, you know.
Well, John Burnett is nuts.
He's a fun nuts. But Brenda Waters once said, and I was sitting next to her on the anchor desk, she said...
Well, she's nuts too.
She said, and she's... She just retired. How many years did she do television? 40 plus?
Yeah.
Lynn Hayes Freeland just retired, so there is a changing of the guard for sure. But we were sitting there. Imagine this, Christy. I'm the weather guy, and you know how the weather guy sits down next to the anchor person, and that's your break. When the weather person's on, the anchor people are taking a break. They don't listen to what you say.
Okay.
First of all. And I did 2.5 minutes about the weather. I remember Ken Rice and Jennifer Ankoviak. I sat back down at the 11 o'clock news, and they were like, it's going to rain? And I wanted to say, what have I been talking about
for
2.5 minutes? And Jennifer says, well, it looks like we're going to have a old-fashioned gully washer. And Ken Rice says, your gully could certainly use washing. And I'm like, oh, my God.
That's awesome.
I looked at them, yes. And then Brenda Waters once said... There was a story about transplants, and there were people getting infections. And she said, and it's been determined that transplant patients were all infected by the same orgasm.
Oh. Yeah. And she didn't realize she said it. She said it as straight as could be.
It was an easy mistake to make, but I had to play the straight man, and I was like, do I correct her? No. Yeah.
No, you just leave that go.
Lord knows what was on her mind.
The late Ray Tannehill said he was sitting at home having a coffee, because this was in the morning, and he said he spit his coffee out across the table.
Wait, there was one where...
That's a Channel 11 Beverly Byer. Adam's on vacation.
That's another famous moment in Pittsburgh broadcast
history. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
Groucho Marx took a turn for the worse. In fact, he's dead. That was one of them. And they told her, apparently, the reporter can't hear you, so we're going to have to cue him, but don't ask any questions because he can't hear you. And you got, okay, so let's go live to Jim Krenn, who's down the south side. I know you can't hear me, but let me ask you one question. Next thing, she was in Beirut. And I'm not kidding, covering the war over there with the network. So those are some of the behind the scenes. Surely you have one or two.
But one where someone says sick, you could say it. We just said orgasm. It's kind of funny. We could believe it.
Orgasm's not a swear word.
I thought this was unfiltered.
No. All right, so
come on, go for it.
She came on the air. Adam Lynch, the late Adam Lynch.
Yes.
You remember Adam?
I worked with Adam.
Yeah. And
great guy.
Jack
really
Edsel,
great guy.
Who... For Loved many that. Years, did all kind of different things. He was a really cool guy.
Yeah.
And she went on the air, Christy, and said, Adam's on vacation and Jack's off. I'm Beverly Byer.
What else can you do on vacation?
people misunderstood what...
I don't think you have to go on vacation to do that.
No.
Jeez.
Christy, you're too young to have experienced all of these wonderful stories.
Isn't that awesome?
But, well, Larry, you know...
You're smiling.
You know the very famous Bob Kudzma thing.
Which that?
When we first got robotic cameras.
Oh, yeah?
Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
And the camera went on the fritz, and it started dollying across the studio. So Kudzma just... We're all resentful that these robots are in the studio eliminating all these jobs.
Right, yeah.
Kudzma starts hopping across the studio to stay in front of the camera. Am I right?
Yep.
It was hysterical. I don't think management liked it, but the viewers sure loved it.
Let's take a look at Katy Country. We're going to have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 inches of snow. Pick one, Bob.
When you were weather, didn't Joe DiNardo call you, or you called him? Because he's a real meteorologist, Joe was.
What are you suggesting, Jim?
You just played one on television.
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express.
I would cry.
Yeah, I knew Joe DiNardo because I worked at WTAE for 6 years before I went to KDKA. And Joe and I became friends. He treated me very well. He was very gracious. You know, I was a young guy when I got there, and he used to come down and talk to us in radio, and we maintained a relationship. But when I did start doing weather, he didn't like that so much because – I was on TV at KDKA, TAE, KDKA, you know.
Yeah.
It's like Cleveland and Pittsburgh, and you decide which one's which. Anyway, I was sitting in the weather center, and the phone rings, and the hotline, and I hear, Richard, this is DiNardo. And I go, Joe, how you doing? He goes, listen, my Doppler's down out here. What do you got out? And I look, and I said, Joe, there's nothing out there. And he goes, all right, how you doing? I go, I'm good, Joe. How are you? He starts telling me about all this stuff. And, you know, it got deeper and deeper and deeper and more inappropriate. And all of a sudden, I realize, wait a minute. It's Albie Oxenrider.
It was Albie the whole time.
Albie did that all the time.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing, Albie.
And I said, Albie, I was so mad because I got sucked in, right?
Oh, God.
And I thought, Joe DiNardo would never say those horrible things, right? So I transitioned to radio. I'm on the air. And Joe used to listen. He would call in periodically. In fact, we used to have Joe on the air. And the producer says, Joe DiNardo, his wife, Dolores, had passed away. And I said on the air, my thoughts and prayers to Joe and his family in the passing of his wife, Dolores. He says, Joe DiNardo's on the phone. He doesn't want to talk to you on the air. He just wants to thank you. And I'm like, it's Albie.
Right.
Oh, no.
I pick up the phone off the air. I start swearing at him. I'm like, Albie, you better stop calling me and acting like you're Joe DiNardo, right?
Oh.
And all of a sudden I hear, Larry, this is Joe DiNardo. I go, come on, quit, you know.
Yeah, effing right.
And he says, it's Joe DiNardo. And I realized it was Joe DiNardo. He was actually calling to thank me for saying those things. And I go, Joe, I'm so sorry. Albie, he calls like you. He goes, I'm going to kill him. I swear to God, at the viewing in the funeral home, I'm standing there by the casket with Joe, and Albie walks in.
Oh, my God.
And Joe screams across the room, I'm going to kill you. And so he used to do that to John Fedko.
Oh, I was just going to say
he
that.
He would torture John.
Yeah.
He did it at Three River Stadium.
They were at the All-Star.
Yes.
Tell that story.
They're at the All-Star game, and Albie can see, because he's doing sports, they're covering the All-Star game. He could see that John is over through the glass. So he calls, like he's the security guy, and they're towing your car. And he goes, hey, Fetchko. He calls him Fetchko instead of Fedko, which is in and itself an irritant. He goes, this is a guard down here. They're towing your car. You better come down here. He goes, what? And he sees him run out.
He
goes,
he didn't drive a Chevette either. He had some nice cars.
Yeah, I think it was a sports car.
He's a broken foot.
He has crutches, so he's
made him home.
And then
they did it. Albie did it to him twice.
Yes. He got all the way back up. He said, just got situated.
he almost broke his other foot.
You got to move it to the other side. And he's like, what?
Anyway.
I've got one more.
Please.
And oddly, it involves a weatherman story.
Okay.
And I'm going to be very careful on this. But John Burnett one night, and I was on the set, botched this phrase. and I'll say it very carefully. A cold front is moving through Katy country.
And you can figure out the slip up that occurred.
It was a cold something.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you think John felt bad about it?
Yeah.
He took the tape into the newsroom and was showing everybody.
The only other thing I did say, it was late. It's 11 o'clock news. You know, we're at the end of the shift. And I did say it was when we got the first frost. And I suggested that, hey, ladies, if you have sensitive plants, make sure you cover your bushes.
Well, that was good advice.
Your shrubbery. That's what I should have said. Larry Richard Unfiltered, Jim Krenn, Sheila Hyland, our special guest, Paul Martino, and we have Christy Lachlan from Next Pittsburgh. Christy, we're going to talk to you. I don't know, maybe you could share some heart-wrenching stories.
Some weatherman stories.
Oh. You have a weatherman story coming up. All right, this is part two.
Good.
My eyes always water when you do this.
That's fine.
Episode 9, Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Krenn, Sheila Hyland, and we're honored to have with us esteemed former anchorman, Paul Martino.
I'm still alive.
And Christy Lachlan, who's very much still alive. In fact, from Next Pittsburgh, raise a glass and your spirits at the 7 Pittsburgh holiday pop-ups. But you said you have a weatherman story?
I do. Dennis Bowman.
Oh, yeah. I know Dennis.
So
ventriloquist.
I was just talking to him this week.
I didn't even know that.
What's his name? Chester Drawers.
Chester Drawers. Yeah. Yes.
I've seen it.
I did know that. Yeah. Well, my daughter used to go to a play group at the Ross Community Center because that's where we lived. Okay. And it was always chaos because all the kids knew each other. But Dennis Bowman walked in, I guess, with his grandchildren one day and did not anticipate the shitstorm that he saw when he walked in. And his face, like, exploded, and he walked right out.
He left.
He took off.
He didn't have his dummy with him.
No. It was complete chaos. Lots of children screaming. And
he didn't bring Chester.
He should have brought Chester. Yeah, Chester. Maybe that would have scared the children, and that would have been...
You're right, yeah, quieted them down.
Yes.
Chester, that's what Chester does. He's calming. You got to see the little fella. It's really cute.
Jim, I just thought of something.
Yeah.
With your stand-up, have you ever considered adding a dummy?
I'm trying to. Yes, I'm looking for one. So why do you think I have you on the show December 4th? Steamwork. I do like that. I love ventriloquists.
Because you could do your exorcist stall or something.
I wish I could do that. I can't do that.
Like that Jeff Dunham. Oh, you mean?
Yeah, Dunham's. People would make fun of him.
Like, I have some creepy nuns that are like
little nun dolls.
Know. Yeah.
I wish I could. They have. I can't do the whole. Dunham sells out arenas. By the way, arenas.
I
that's
saw
how big
him
it is.
Yeah. At the Calgary Stampede and.
There you go.
Just wear a mask.
Canada.
You know the...
in Calgary.
You know the former Senator Al Franken who had to resign because he was touching women's bonds?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's on tour now. And I saw him a couple of weeks ago in Homestead.
Great stand-up, huh? What'd you think?
Well, yeah.
Is he?
It was a great night.
Is he good?
He's a brilliant guy. Very funny. He did a ventriloquist act, but they were both wearing masks.
Oh, okay. So just to come back.
It works.
It could work.
Yeah.
Christy, right. Mm-hmm.
That's funny. That could work.
It's COVID. Oh, it was hysterical.
You are the manager now. You'll put this together. One-man show, COVID ventriloquist, Jim Krenn.
The dummy says to Franken, so tell us what you really feel about your colleagues in the Senate. And Franken puts him in the trunk. We're done with it.
We're done with it.
Well, he's back. All right, Christy, we've made people wait long enough for the revelation of 7 Pittsburgh holiday pop-ups. You did mention one.
I mentioned one.
Which was?
That's Miracle on Liberty.
Which I'm going to guess is Liberty Avenue.
Downtown, yes.
See how I devised
that? You're on it, Larry. Mm-hmm. You're on it.
That was very smart of you.
You been to a pop-up, Sheila?
I have not been to a pop-up. However, I know that on this list is not necessarily a pop-up. But it pops up every year. But it's a venue that is always there, and everybody loves it, and that's Bob's Garage.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Which
that's
is
a cool
amazing
place, yeah.
Amazing if you've never been there. I mean, Christmas decorations on every inch of the place. So I don't know why that's considered a pop-up, because it's
right.
It's
always, been
you know,
forever,
it's always there, but it does change with the seasons, of
it
course.
It changes with the seasons. And I feel like you can't mention pop-ups without mentioning Bob's Garage, because that was kind of like the grandfather of all these like pop-ups.
Yeah,
but, really?
I've been there, but it's been a long time. It's been around.
So a pop-up
could stay, could be like, Bob's been here forever. So that, it stays in one location like that? That's considered a pop-up?
It's really not a pop-up, but I thought it was good to include it just in case.
But it does pop up every year at Christmas time.
Yeah, the Christmas time. They go big on the decorations. Yes. And it's not like a couple decorations. Right. It is
wall-to-wall.
Yes.
But the
it's like Santa threw up.
Yes.
The real pop-ups are there for a set period of time?
Usually for like the month of December.
Right. And are they strict with licensing them? Is that a pain or do you know?
I think it's, well, like the one at Rugger's Pub on the south side, it's an Iron City pop-up. You would love it.
Iron
City. Yeah. So they have like a partnership with Iron City and Icy Light, and it just looks like your grandma's house that's a Yinzer, and it's just like Icy Light stuff everywhere, and it's
cool.
Really fun.
But that's a good probing journalistic question.
I'm sorry, I slipped.
Do they have the proper licensing? No, I mean that's a legitimate question. Because maybe Jim wants to have a pop-up on the south side.
We all know a lot of people in the restaurant business, and they're always screaming about the licensing and all of the inspections.
Right. And a lot of legalities there,
But you did mention, though, that some of this is for charity.
Yes.
Oh.
So maybe that's how to get around it.
Yeah, and I know with Spencer, who runs Miracle on Liberty, like a couple years ago, he had a space on the south side. It used to be the former Lava Lounge, and he rented it out for Miracle, but then he had some extra time and so decided to do a Halloween pop-up as well. So I guess it depends on the storefronts and how much rent they're paying and everything.
Okay. All right, so that's two. Hmm. Bob's Garage is kind of a bonus, right?
Yes.
Honorary. Huh?
Honorary. Pop up.
There's also, it's called Krampus Fest. It's going to be in Market Square. Krampus is like the anti-Santa. He is like a demonic creature with a very long tongue. He abducts children that are bad during the Christmas season.
Wait,
and he
abducts
children.
What was that address again?
He abducts children and he puts them in a sack.
I want to go to that pop up.
Yeah, he needs his own stand at the mall.
Who started that fairy tale?
I guess it happened in Bavaria. It's a Bavarian folklore.
Like, really? Like, that's a bedtime story in Bavaria? Listen, kids, let me tell you, the guy who kidnapped
gets them to behave, though.
Well, think about Hansel and Gretel trying to get people in the oven. I mean, the cookies, right?
Yeah.
Kids.
Think about the stuff that we used to listen to.
Grim.
Yeah, you're
Wait
right.
a minute.
Yeah,
that
Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
That's kind of intense.
But you could celebrate that December 6th, which is actually St. Nicholas Day, but you can celebrate downtown. There's going to be a band called Slayer, not Slayer, Sleigher.
Thank you.
They do metal versions of holiday songs.
Oh, really?
Metal versions.
And they're dressed like Krampuses.
Wait a minute.
Krampus.
Jingle Bells. Light up night.
Intense.
This is on December 6th.
Oh.
St. Nicholas.
I'd have to say St. Nicholas Day is December 6th.
Let's go.
The tradition is you put your shoes out the night before, and they would put stuff in your shoes.
Wait. What is this? Is this something you're making?
No,
you're making that up.
No, I'm not.
Actually, I had a German exchange for about a year.
Put my shoes out?
She celebrated that tradition, and you do. You put the shoes, yes, and you put the treats in it. So I did that for our German exchange.
My mom and dad messed with me. They didn't give me this one. I lost out on all, like, every St. Nick that lost out.
That's because you
got
athlete's
They didn't want you to know about it.
After eating the treats out of the shoes.
So embrace Krampus and say. One less thing they had to provide for you.
I'm going to have to talk to Lou about this.
Talk to your mother. Ask her. Is it a tradition to put your shoes outside your bedroom door on the eve of St. Nicholas?
And you owe me some
gifts. I have enough trouble getting through Christmas Eve and Christmas. I don't
really?
Need another.
Yeah.
May I suggest some Yinzer chocolate bars?
They'll get you through it.
Yeah. They'll get you through it.
You know, everybody should put one of those in their stocking.
In some cards.
Can we get them at Bowser?
Yinzer cards available at Giant Eagle and Hallmark and other fine locations.
I suggest.
And online.
I suggest a cigar. You know, this is the thing. We're like the cigar aficionado, really. We're into cigars and stuff. It's our thing. It's kind of cigars like wine, I guess. You know, different.
Not really, but okay.
Well, okay, if you could burn wine, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Throw it away. I have no idea what I'm saying. But I was like, what? Yes,
cigars will give you a little buzz.
They give you a little buzz, right? What are you smoking these days? Like, what is anything new?
Macanudo.
I like the Rocky Patel San Andreas.
Okay.
And I like the Leaf and Bean cigar. You know that one?
Yes,
it comes with like a.
It's wrapped in a
wrapped
leaf.
In a leaf.
The wrapper,
and it's locally developed.
It's a nice.
And that guy has those distributed now all over the country, and he's making so much freaking money he doesn't know what to do with it. Have you ever been to Leaf and Bean?
Yes,
it's like this little. I've seen you there, but you all. It's like this little kind of eclectic hippie place.
Good way to describe it. Funky
in the Strip District. It's a coffee shop, and they sell cigars. And then he developed his own cigar. They're made down in Nicaragua, and he's got this gimmick. They're wrapped in a leaf, which keeps keeps them fresh and moist.
And you would look at that when you walk in the shop. Your eyes are drawn to it. It's different than any other cigar because of the leaf.
And it's a very smooth smoke.
It looks like a hairy cigar. If not that that's attractive.
It is a smooth smoke.
You have to take the leaf off before you burn
Always remember to do that.
All right.
So now I know folks find cigars disgusting, and they kind of are. But it's a very tactile experience,
it is.
Right?
Yes, it is.
Feeling it, smelling it. Tasting it's
with wine or coffee.
I find it very relaxing.
I do too.
Yeah,
ritualistic.
A beverage helps.
Cool. Yeah, it's a good wine. All right,
but I don't smoke them at home. I don't smoke them in my car, so I end up in joints with Jimmy.
We could do a pop up cigar shop.
There you go.
Oh my god!
All right, we're in.
Can we get Dick Roberts to promote it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Dick's involved.
And you got to bring Donnie Iris along, too.
Donnie goes.
Tell Donnie there's going to be free cigars. He'll be there.
I see Donnie and the Cruisers is set up, I think, for a concert at Jurgles here coming up in December.
Oh, November 27th.
Oh, really? It's the end of the month.
I just saw him at the Roxian last month or earlier this month.
Yeah.
My God, he still kills it.
Rocks he can
it,
right? still
Amazing.
Hit the high note in Aaliyah.
Oh, he hits all the high notes.
78 years old.
And he's jumping around.
Did you know that, Christy? Donnie Iris. I was at a show he did this summer on Anna Maria Island, and he came out, did the rapper. Rap, rap, rap. The whole place stood up, stayed up through his whole set. And the guy that was running the sound was a much younger guy. And he goes, I said, do you have any idea? He goes, he's really rocking it out there. I go, do you have any idea how old that guy is? He goes, no. I go, he's 78. Donnie Harris.
He looks great. He's very fit.
He's got the Mick Jagger thing. You don't know what age he is. He's one of those guys.
So back to the pop-ups. We got to finish the list.
Is there a cigar pop-up?
No, we're going to do that. That's right there.
Where were you?
That's a great idea.
I want to be in on that. I'm going to get a good blondie for that.
I was at Krampus Fest.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Let me think. Other one.
Greenfield.
At Huff's.
Huff's.
In Greenfield. And so they have a space next door to them that used to be the Copper Kettle Brewing Company.
Right.
So that space is going to be totally immersed in more Christmas stuff. But more like fancier than just the stuff just thrown over the wall.
I know Huff's. That's a nice place.
Huff's is great.
Yeah.
It's a great
beer
bar.
I've never been there. Greg Huff used to play football.
And,
great family.
My kids introduced me to the place. Yeah, and they went to school with him.
His mother is a twin. And they grew up, the twins grew up in Greenfield.
Hmm.
So even though he was raised in Pine Township or Pine Richland, he ended up emanating back.
Larry something about that word. I don't know.
That's the last time.
Larry and our kids went to school together. So that's our Huff connection, I guess.
Yeah, we did. Did you know that?
No.
We lived in the same neighborhood with former Steeler, now Hall of Honor, Greg Lloyd.
Well, that's a whole nother.
He used to play basketball with the neighborhood guys.
That's cool.
And it wasn't good for them.
No.
To say that. I didn't play. So Huff's.
He had these Rottweilers that scared the death out of everybody in the neighborhood. But that's.
Yeah, he put tape over his doorbell at Halloween. No candy here.
Right.
Okay.
If his grass was too high, did you send Larry?
We're good.
Hey, your grass is too high. You got to take care of that.
All right. You mentioned. I'm trying to get through this list. Oh. Wiggle Whiskey.
You can now buy it in Giant Eagle, Settlers Ridge. The first time you could buy alcohol in Pennsylvania in a liquor store in the recent...
Ever.
Forever.
Yeah. I didn't know that was even a possibility.
So we've come a long way, baby.
Meredith from Wiggle just knows how to, work it. So.
Market District Robinson, which is what I told Paul Abbott, who is the guy that's in charge of those now. He's been with the company a long time. I said, you know what? When you guys first opened this place, it was like you took everything cool about the Strip District and put it indoors under one roof.
Absolutely. I can't wait. I don't have to leave Giant Eagle now. I can drink there, too.
Yes, you can.
That's all I need.
You can do dry cleaning there, too.
At some point, they'll ask you to leave.
If they have, well, I say, well, but if they ever develop like a condo or something upstairs, up front, I'll live there.
Oh, wait. How about a Giant Eagle hotel? Then you can just stay there. Just walk upstairs to your room.
That's the only thing they don't have.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you
a
story.
To live above Giant Eagle?
I have a famous brother-in-law.
I'm moving there.
Dan Marino played for the Dolphins, Pitt. I married his sister, Cindy. And he's been coming to Pittsburgh, staying at the house, and we would go to the Market District in Pine, near where I live. He was like a little kid, and I'm not exaggerating this. He's told all his kids, he has six kids, his wife, about Market District. It's, I'm serious.
Well, that place in Wexford is like Mall of America. It's amazing.
He said, we have nothing like this. He lives near Fort Lauderdale. It's called Weston. He said, they have a Publix down there. He goes, this place is amazing. He went up on his own. He took my wife's car. I said, where are you going? He goes, I'm going to Market District.
Really? He loved it that much?
Yes.
It entertained him?
Yes. And then he saw he saw our Yinzer stuff.
Yeah.
And he was showing. So one of the trips that he made, he brought one of his daughters. And he goes, I'm going to take you up to Market District. He goes, look at Uncle Larry's got these Yinzer cards and Yinzer chocolates.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, so bravo.
They have good bars.
What a country.
They're fun. They have great beer selections. And well, you could get a draft beer.
You know what would be a good idea, Christy? We should take this podcast on the road. What do you think, Sheila?
I'm all for it.
I'm in.
What do you think if we could get Dick Roberts to orchestrate a performance at Market District Robinson?
All right.
You in?
It'd be a party.
I'm in.
You
Christmas
in? Party.
And then we could do another one at Rocky Patel's Burn on the North Shore, right?
That'd be
awesome. We're going to do this December 9th. It's done deal. That's the special announcement.
You guys got to come.
We're going
to
go to Market District Robinson, December 9th, 11 o'clock a.m. And
it's my drinking time.
We'll explore Wiggle Whiskey.
Yes.
They source all their stuff locally in Giant Eagle / Market District, which is kind of a separate under their umbrella now.
Right.
They want to source as much local stuff as they can. So we're going to do it. You in?
I'm so excited for this. Yeah.
We're going to talk to Chef Ben out there.
Yes.
So we're going to feed yins too. All right. Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Krenn, Sheila Hyland, our special guest, Christy Lachlan from Next Pittsburgh, and former anchorman Paul Martino. Episode 9 continues in a second. Larry Richard, Unfiltered with Jim Krenn, Sheila Hyland, Episode 9. And we are working in our Bowser Nissan Theater at KDKA Radio, where we have four radio stations under one roof. We have The Fan, Sports Talk. We have Y108 Country. We have 100.7 Star Contemporary Music. Christy, have you ever been here before?
I have not.
It's very impressive, isn't it?
Magical.
Very,
yes.
It looks like, and I told Sheila, the four studios are side by side by side. It looks like the Aqua Zoo, only there's a different species in these. You got Marty Griffin in one.
Yes.
You got Ron Cook and Joe Starkey in the other. You got the country people. Sometimes you see people with
Stoney
guitars
Richards
in there.
And I understand, too, you can feed them as well.
Oh.
Yeah. You put a quarter in and you get the little nibblers.
A thing with radio
and
most of the people in this business, Jim being a radio guy at heart, can attest, will eat
anything.
We'll eat anything.
It could be in your refrigerator, expire for 3 weeks. You bring it here later on the table, we'll eat it.
We got into this business for free food and T-shirts.
Could be expired, didn't care. We'll eat it.
And Paul Martino, I'm going to share a story I probably shouldn't share. So Dave Crawley, who did Katie Country.
That story immediately came to my mind.
Really?
Go ahead.
You got to tell it now.
He did these great, stories. Katie
was
Country,
a phenomenal feature.
Outstanding. He would do these. He would find these people in nooks and crannies and tell these cool little stories. He was really good at it. Do you remember Katie Country?
He's one of my idols.
So he came back with a woman who made homemade dog biscuits, sourced locally. Yeah.
And she called them gourmet dog biscuits.
Yes, gourmet. He set them down near where the coffee and stuff was set up.
Oh, my God.
Just for a minute while he went to his desk. Well, you know what happens next.
Yes, I do.
Paul, you want to finish the story?
Please.
I wasn't there, but I'm told they were gone.
Oh!
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
And
that's
Dave
awesome.
Lamented, should I tell them they just ate dog biscuits?
Did anybody say they liked it or anything? No one said
Ray Tannehill loved them.
They found Ray scooting his
Can
butt
you
across the floor
how
later.
Land?
Ray,
what
they were free. Of course they were good.
Free's good. Oh, good coffee.
I think we can eat that.
It's like a biscotti.
Yes. He did like a biscotti. Exactly.
I can assure you.
We tried it.
I can assure you at Market District, we're going to eat a lot better than that.
Please don't bring us any dog food.
They were gourmet.
Christy, where do you get your ideas? So what are you going to do next for next Pittsburgh?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying. There's a new brewery coming to Homestead in a former brewery building called Enix, if anyone remembers that. It had a bowling alley upstairs. Hmm. They're taking over. The people that own Independent Brewing and Lorelei and Hidden Harbor, they are opening Golden Age Beer Company.
Do you have any idea how many microbreweries we have here now that have popped up over the last 40?
Over 40.
I mean,
that's a lot for a city this size.
Jimmy and I grew up here, and there was no such thing, right?
No. We're lucky.
There weren't even macro breweries then.
Right.
No, it was basically you had Iron City locally. That was, I mean, there was.
When we grew up, this was like a big time thing. If you had like a Heineken, it was like cool.
Yeah. You couldn't afford that.
No, we couldn't afford it.
But you looked at it.
I did look at it. Yeah, it was great.
But there
that was like our big thing.
There weren't that many options.
Now there's like all these different. Yeah.
Yeah, you had Stroh's, Iron City, which was old German too. Remember, they had a few. Old Frothenschloss was the one that Reg Kordick from KDK created with the foam in the bottom.
But the thing, you know what kills me now? I hate the fact that people have to tell me where it came from and why. You know, like I'm drinking this beer, designer beer, and here's Dingleberry. You know, it was made from the feces of bats, man, in Ecuador. I'm like, I don't need to know how it was made. How's it taste? Good.
Pretty
good.
Are you a beer drinker, Sheila?
On occasion. Yeah. A light beer. Yeah. When it's hot outside, I like a good cold beer. I was drinking one the other day, and unfortunately, there was a fly buzzing around, ended up in my beer, and ended up in my mouth.
No.
You know what? That ruins the beer for you. I drank it, and I could feel something in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't sure what it was. Spit it out. Yeah, it was a fly.
I've done that
once. I'm kind of soured on beer right now.
It's rough.
Just because of the fly
experience.
Yeah,
psychological scars you for a little bit.
For life.
Bug in the mouth will do that.
You know, you hear how dirty flies are, right? Well, although the alcohol probably killed any of them.
But I was going to say, it was a happy fly.
Yes.
Right?
Very happy. Paul, do you drink beer or are you a wine guy?
I'm not a big beer drinker. My wife, Joy, enjoys beer. She's mostly Miller Lite, but I see her branching out to these lemon-flavored, lime-flavored. And I walk through the beer distributorship, and I have no idea how they can keep track of all these beers. And you're right, they're crazy names. Dirty Dog or but just wild.
And how do you keep track? And there's millions.
And how do you know which one to buy?
Well,
Dirty Dog would go with that biscuit.
Guess who loves beer?
Yeah.
Christy Lachlan, next Pittsburgh. You love beer.
I love beer.
Give us some names of things so we can be hip next time we go to a place.
Yeah. I want Dingleberry.
Yeah, I want Dingleberry.
Right. What do we do? What's an IPA?
An IPA is an India pale ale.
Okay.
And what does that mean?
We're learning.
Based on Coors Light.
Nothing like Coors Light. Very hoppy. Very resiny, I guess you can say. But I like IPAs. But now we're getting more into stout season.
Darker beer.
You're making notes on this,
Paul? You have a real love and a taste for stout beer. That's heavy stuff. I know some people put pepper in their beer. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
I think I'd like to try that, maybe.
Tomato juice?
I've seen that. Tomato juice in a beer?
Flies?
Wow. Not my thing.
Is that a Millville thing?
No.
Wondering?
No, this was from Cole's Bar, which has been in Wexford for 120 some years.
Still standing.
Used to have a trough at the base where you wouldn't even have guys. Wouldn't even have to go to the men's room.
No bar stools.
Genius.
Legit, Sheila.
Was that a livery station where they used to care for horses there?
Okay.
Yeah, and across the street, the general store is still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's an antique place.
Wexford was Yellowstone.
I love that barn.
And there was a, when we lived out there, there was an interesting mix of people because you'd get the blue-collar guys coming in. And you'd get guys like me and Larry coming in and the rednecks, and it was a wild
place. I used to be a blue-collar guy. I worked in the sewer one summer with my buddy Dave Diamond and his older brother, Bill. He had a backhoe, And our job was to tap in from the house to the new main lines when they put them through the neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go to Kohl's after digging through the leach bed for turtle soup and two beers at lunch. Look
wow.
at Sheila's face.
Never had turtle soup.
I'm just glad I never sat next to you.
Do I dare say it? Make it snappy. Sorry.
Yeah, so, Christy, give us three beer names locally that any one of us could ask for that would make us seem like we're in the know.
I don't know about, they change so much, but three breweries to check out. Trace Brewing. Trace Brewing is in Bloomfield.
They have a place. I live in Bloomfield. They've got a place
yes.
out there.
Yeah. They opened December 17th last year. That's my birthday. So I'm celebrating my birthday there.
Happy
this
birthday.
Year. Thank
I'll
you.
Look for
so Trace Brewing is really great. Yeah. Old Thunder Brewing in Blonox. It's an old post office. It's amazing beers.
Huh.
Amazing, amazing. All different kinds. And Necromancer in Ross Township. It's
Necromancer?
Necromancer. It's like a spooky brewery. I guess they all their label art is skeletons and stuff. That's very in my aesthetic.
Isn't that the one we talked about that used to be USA Baby?
It used to be USA Baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Necro. What is it?
Necromancer. So their whole shtick is they resurrect old beer styles that you don't really hear about that often. So they still do like normal ones, IPAs and everything like that. But every once in a while, they'll like Kentucky Common Ale. They'll just resurrect.
Well, old school in Pittsburgh, way back in the days, I guess there were a lot of microbreweries, and then they kind of all shrunk up and became just these big, you know, Budweiser, Coors. Coors for a while wouldn't let them come this far east. There used to be on the south side Duquesne Beer, the brewery was back there.
I remember that.
When I was in college, that was a big deal that you could get a hold of Coors.
It was.
Right?
It was, I do remember
it was
that.
Like
right,
a
Paul.
Bootleg.
What else did you get a hold of at college, Paul?
I had no trouble getting hold of anything I wanted.
I'm sure not.
Yeah.
Now, full disclosure.
That's a whole other podcast.
Yes, it is.
Before we wrap
up. Do an extra segment.
I want people to know, Paul, as an anchor man, but Jim, to your point, there's a lot about Paul people don't know. You're an accomplished entertainer, musician, singer. You've been doing that for as long as I've known you.
Yeah. I think I'm living my fourth midlife crisis, but yeah.
No. No, that's really a cool talent.
I was an Italian kid growing up on the south side of Chicago, and they made me play accordion. And then when rock and roll started getting big, I wanted them to get me an electric keyboard, and I never got it. So I'm living that frustration of my adolescence when I couldn't play in a rock and roll band. We have a lot of fun.
So you're not retired. You're just transitioning another gig.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right. Really.
You're not going anywhere. I've seen you perform. Used to do, where was it down, what was the name of the place we did the Christmas show a couple of years where we had kind
of
an all-star
Rosebud,
cast?
But we had a big show at Montemuro's.
Montemuro's.
In Sharpsburg.
That's
that was a nice room.
Oh, yeah. I know the Montemuro's.
Yeah.
That was a great Italian restaurant for a long time. But you did
Larry
Christmas shows.
Larry played the harp, man. He wailed.
I have it if you want. Huh? It's in my bag.
All right.
I hear he plays a mean kazoo as well.
I'm trying to get him to do an album, a harmonica album, man.
Jim is now.
He's been training his voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's getting into singing. Absolutely. And the band's going to debut, Jim.
I want to get vocal lessons. I just haven't had the time.
You'd love this person. Yeah. Beth Clausen.
Beth Clausen.
Beth's so fun and to do her, you know.
Christy, do you sing or?
Talented.
Karaoke.
You do karaoke?
All right. Yeah, you should
get
back.
And I think Bob's Garage does karaoke.
They do. Can we see you there? I like Parkway Tavern in McKees Rocks. They have a movie theater there. They have a bar. They have a brewery called Abjuration. It's inside of there, but they do great
karaoke. And you sing.
What's your go-to? What's your go-to karaoke song? We all have to have one.
Ace of Spades by Motorhead.
Well, mine's Can't Get Enough by Barry White, The Velvet Teddy Bear.
I won a karaoke contest once.
Do you sing,
The
Sheila?
Rose. Well, I used to sing. I was a voice major when I started in college, but then I gave it up. Yeah, I can't sing
but
anymore.
I can't sing
anymore, though.
But you can.
I lost
it. It's a muscle. And
I know we talked about this, but
it is. It's right, Paul. So you get repetition.
Listen,
get into it. I think
I got an idea.
Yeah. Okay. I'll
future
try.
Podcast. We'll turn it all into a musical, and you can share your talents.
Like karaoke cast.
Can you?
No, I'm just going to stick with the kazoo.
You are good at the kazoo. I'll give you that.
I know. Yeah.
But Larry can wail. I've heard him wail with a couple of bands.
It's short-lived, but yeah, I could fool you for a couple
this
of minutes.
This shocked me for last month. I've noticed, man, I consider my best friend. I have no idea he played harmonica like that, and he's really good. Like you said, I was like, what the heck's going on?
We'll save that for talents. A future episode.
I think we should do an album, your harmonica. Like, this is Larry or something like that. I did picture you in a train. I would all figure it out in my head.
Well, I want to thank Christy Lachlan, Next Pittsburgh. Check it out, nextpittsburgh.com, so you're easy to find.
Yes.
Let us know what you're doing next.
Next, I am eating at Thanksgiving. Oh. That's all I'm focused on.
Are you
right
cooking
now.
Or are you going somewhere?
No, I don't. My mom cooks. And
all right, that's a good
Light
point.
Light Up Night is coming up Saturday. That's got to be a big
night. Light Up
Night
is Saturday instead
pop-up,
of Friday
right?
this year.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And Paul, good to see you. Paul and Always. I again. We
Thank
were neighbors,
so much.
Worked together, colleagues many years. When's your next musical gig?
Oh, I was afraid you were going to ask that. No, I think it's tentative on February 4th at Club Cafe.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing a gig with Rachel Beauvoir. Do you know Rachel?
No.
Rachel
Christy
is,
does.
Pittsburgh poetess.
Rate is the Pittsburgh poetess.
Okay.
The former poetess. Billy Nardozzi.
Okay.
And
wow.
A very talented guy. Or lady, I'm sorry, excuse me. I knew him as a man, and mm-hmm. he was very talented then with his brother, the Nardozzi brothers. Now she's doing another act and has invited me to play keyboards with her at Club Cafe. So
maybe you will come. Give my neighborhood tickets.
And what's his name? Joe Grushecki's
like.
Guitarist.
Okay.
What's his name?
That guy.
Yeah.
The guy with a guitar.
Please forgive me.
Known
yeah.
as Joe Grushecki.
He's part of the band.
That's awesome.
He's great.
Sheila, where are you performing next?
I am performing in the shower singing nothing. Yeah, no.
I think we just better let that go.
Singing with nothing on.
I'm going to sing Donna Summer. Because I understand there's a musical going on right now with Donna Summer. So I'm going to sing some of her songs in
Adele,
the shower.
Adele's just
But no
come
one's
out with
invited. You understand that.
Yeah, I understand.
Yes.
Yeah. We
it's
get
just
that.
Just me, myself, and I.
Danny Gochner is the guitarist. Forgive me, Danny.
That's okay. All right. Danny will all forgive right. you. If he gets this deep into the podcast, I'll pay you.
And where I was going to say, and where are you performing, Larry?
I perform mornings.
Daily. Yes. Every
5
morning.
5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday.
And
the
Sundays.
KDK Radio Morning Show
yes.
with Kevin Battle, who used to intern for Jim Crenn. Yeah. You're a half person from everybody in Pittsburgh. When's your next gig, Jim?
It is actually February 3rd at the Greek Theater with Andrea Bocelli. I'm doing opera.
Nice. Nice.
No, December 4th at Steamworks. Well, I have the Lamp Theater the night before Thanksgiving, the Lamp in Irwin, and December 4th I'm at the Steamworks in Gibsonia. So the Lamp Theater the night before Thanksgiving, and then December 4th. Hope to see you there. My one-man show where I do like an hour of stand-up and my life. And Larry will come to one of them. And
wait a minute. What did you say about you're with Bocelli?
Is it named Andrew, what's his name? Bocelli? I think he was kidding, Paul. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I am. No, I wasn't kidding, Larry. I am going to be singing with him.
Yeah, he's going to be singing.
He kind of brushed that over.
It's my opera thing.
I keep snorting.
You know, Bocelli is
okay.
in town December 4th.
Really?
The night of your gig, yeah. No.
Oh, you know what?
He didn't
really?
Tell me.
He's actually
he
right.
He did not tell me.
Bocelli is actually
he's
in Pittsburgh
to,
that
he's
night.
He's trying to dump me. He has me flying away.
That's our Christmas present.
I would love to see Sebastian Maniscalco December 2nd. I can see Jim Bocelli, Paul Martino, Joe Grushecki's guy.
Danny
Gochner.
Sheila in the shower.
No, be careful with that.
Can't see that.
No.
And Christy performing karaoke. Thank you, guys. I did see, by the way, Bob Dylan.
And?
99% of everything he sang you couldn't understand, but I loved it anyway.
Great cool sex and drug songs from the 60s.
It is great.
He makes money. He doesn't have to. Oh, no, every job would be great.
He's 80.
If you could mumble in your job, it'd be awesome and get paid.
Check out a comedian named Tim Harris who does a whole set with a almost like Mark Eddy, only he does what all these aging rock stars should change their lyrics to. Like
okay.
The Village People should change YMCA to AARP.
Okay, I see.
Stuff like that. It's really funny. Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Crenn, Sheila Hyland, episode 9 is in the books. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.